On any given night in Glenwood Springs, police officer Levi Blount could deal with meth addicts or stop sign runners. There's a decent chance both will ask where he's from. I recently accompanied Blount during one of his shifts to find out what it's like to be a British cop in small-town America. If someone is robbing the Volkswagen dealership in Glenwood Springs, I'm about to find out. Officer Levi Blount has told me I need to stay behind him and a little to the right once we're out of the car, in case he needs to pull out his gun. We don't park in front of the dealership.
Because if there is somebody in there, the last thing you want them to know is that, hi, we're here.
Another officer is already on the scene. The two check in.
Everything's all locked up.
All clear. Yeah. Levi Blount is 32. He's been on the job for a couple of years now. He's a very tall man with a very wide smile. And he was holding a very large gun when he came into the police station to say he'd be right with me. The gun he was holding was his patrol rifle. It's an AR-15. Before each shift, he loads his personalized weaponry into the patrol car. And herein lies one of the biggest differences between policing in Glenwood and in Manchester, England, where he last worked. Most English cops walk around with a baton and mace. But here in Glenwood Springs?
Like, I have in the car a shotgun, a rifle, pistol, taser, spray, I've got bear spray.
Of course, Manchester is much bigger than Glenwood. It has 2 million people. Blount says he could tell the day of the week by the kind of crime coming through the door.
So, Sunday night, Monday night is murder, homicide night. Mm-hmm. Your Friday, Saturday, your drunken fights. Sunday's also domestics.
But in Glenwood?
You never know.
Last Thursday night, he and the other officers on duty took 7 people to jail. 1 week later,
in a 12-hour shift, 2 people rang us and said, can we have your help?
Guns and population aside, there are other systemic differences that have taken some getting used to. The Roaring Fork Valley doesn't have a detox center, for example. Officers take drunks and drug addicts either to the hospital or jail. In general, mental health resources are lacking here, which is quite different than England. But Blount left England. He was tired of living there.
So I kind of woke up a couple of years back and went, right, had enough of England. Weather sucks. I'm going to go do something different. 2 weeks later, I moved here.
705.
Last I spell.
We're now pulling people over for not stopping at a stop sign. One truck makes no attempt, so Blount pulls it over. As he's radioing in the driver's information, he gets a little taste of home.
Copy, lad. 1843.
So the dispatcher you just heard there, he's from Liverpool, in England.
Blount turns up the volume on the radio to teach me more about the accent.
28 Dillon, Mangolian, off of Springridge
Drive. It sounds like he has, like, marshmallows in his mouth because he's like, eh, eh. I can understand him fine, but most Americans are like, what?
Of course, Blount's accent makes him stand out too. A little later, the dispatcher asks Blount to call a young man who claims he's having trouble getting his stuff out of his newly ex-girlfriend's apartment.
You sound really familiar. Do you come into stores all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the blonde-haired kid that works there.
Oh, yeah. Now I recognize you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I'm just thinking, with it being 10:15...
Blount is reassuring and helpful on the phone. It's probably because of the time in Manchester. As an officer there, he just walked around with his baton and mace. Without a gun and not being in a car, he says he was forced to work on his communication skills. He also just likes interacting with people. But not everyone likes interacting with him. He arrests plenty of people who get in the back of the car and use his accent for something to pick on.
You know, they're sat in the back handcuffed and they're going to jail. So they're like, well, I'm going to get my 2 pence in.
It's doubtful they actually say that, but you get the drift. And at the end of the day, Levi Blount's job really is to listen. And like any good Englishman, he does so politely. Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.